B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Harry.
Yeah, hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man? How can we help you?
Hey, I got an issue, man. I met this chick, man, Mion, man. She was, like, real, man, real nice looking.
Mm-hmm.
Real great personality. I met her online and, like, you know, we talked for a little bit, went out, you know, had a nice little dinner. And then I don't know what happened, man. She kind of ghosted me, man. I stopped talking, stopped answering messages. I'm just trying to get some answers, trying to figure out what's going on, you know?
Okay, so the last date was a dinner and stuff? Is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, we went out to eat.
Okay, so let's think about it right here. How'd you mess up there? What did you do, say? How did you act? You did something that turned her off.
Man, I didn't chew with my mouth open. I paid for the meal. I didn't fart at the table. I used the right fork.
Wow.
I didn't have no
right?
boogers in my nose. I don't know, man.
That's
it's
romance.
Like at the end of the day, yeah, at the end of the day, you know, she was really happy. It didn't seem like any problems. I don't know what I did wrong. I need to know what I did wrong so I can adjust the playbook.
Okay, well, it sounds like you did your research. So let me ask you, if there's something, let's say she's like, nah, I'm not into him because of this. What would that this be?
That's what I've been trying to figure out, man, like ever since we went out.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no felonies, no baby mamas.
Mm-hmm.
I paid them parking tickets.
Oh, that's a plus.
I'm at a loss right now.
You know what? Let's just call, what's her name again? Neon?
Mion.
Mion. Oh, Mion. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, so we'll give her a call for you next. All right, Harry?
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Harry. I like it because he really, he did crazy Monday morning quarterbacking after his date with this girl, Mion. He said that, you know, they had a really good connection. They went to dinner. And he was like, all right, started going through everything in my head. I didn't, you know, he was respectful, pulling out chairs, all that stuff. He's like, I didn't fart. I didn't burp. I didn't say anything offensive. Did any of the talk get political during dinner, Harry?
No. You know, the landmines, anything that might wind up ruining a date, didn't bring up any exes, didn't talk any political stuff. I even avoided sports.
Damn.
I just wanted it to go smooth.
Well, there is no sports.
All right. You know, we'll just stay quiet. We'll try and call her, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Mion?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Mion. I'm sorry to call you so early. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. I can just explain. We received a phone call from somebody that knows you, and they wanted us to get in contact with you on their behalf. But it's for a good reason. So can I tell you why?
Wait, no, I'm sorry. Who are you guys again?
Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9, and we got a phone call from a gentleman who knows you, and you know him too. You both know each other. He gave us your number because he wanted us to reach out to you, because the guy wants a date. That's what it is. So he likes you. He thinks that you and him have a connection, and he would love to take you out on a date if you're amenable to it. And here's the thing. If you do agree to do the date, we'll let you... First of all, I'll tell you the guy who he is, so it won't be a surprise. We're not going to set you up and have you show up and have some weird guy show up. So I'll tell you who it is, and we'll let you pick the place, the date, the time, all that stuff.
Okay, who's this guy?
Okay, so the guy, and when we spoke to him, he said apparently you guys went out already, and he thinks you had a really, really good connection. He doesn't think he said or behaved in a weird way, but he's a little befuddled as to why you haven't agreed to a second date, even though you said you would. His name is Harry.
Oh. Yeah, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I just say, we spoke to him. He sounded like a nice guy. He sounds like he really, like...
Yeah, perfectly nice. It's like, I don't even know. I know it's not even, like, the biggest thing, but...
Is he too short? When he stands up, does it still look like he's sitting down?
Oh, it's okay. No, he's a good height. He's a good height. No, nothing. And the day went fine. It's just that at the end of the date, Like, he dropped his card to pay for the bill, and then he went to the bathroom. And that was really nice. I appreciated that. I'm waiting for the waitress to come pick it up. I'm looking at his card, and his name on the card is Harry Balls.
Harry Balls?
Yeah, Harry Balls.
No way. You're lying.
So how the hell, you didn't know that before you guys went on the date?
No, I didn't. Like, we had met online on Instagram and stuff. So he was using his middle name as his last name. And you know, I was doing that girl thing where you take the guy's last name. And I really can't. I can't be me on balls. That's not
me. Me on balls.
Me on balls.
I hate to break it to you, Mion, but Harry's listening right now. Harry.
Man, y'all are just wrong. First off, that's Harry Balls III. My daddy had Harry Balls and my granddaddy had Harry Balls too.
Right.
So we're going to get that straight. And it's like, if you had fun, you're going to hold my name against me?
Right.
And you say your name is Mion. You know your mama didn't name you Mion. That's like if you put tap water in an Evian bottle. But I know your real name. You changed your name because your real name is Sharon Cox.
What?
Yeah, Sharon.
That's a lie. There's no way.
Oh, no. The internet works both ways, baby.
How do you know that?
Because no one names their kid Mion.
Yeah, he's just throwing stuff out at this point. That's not true.
Name the other Mion.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's a very unique name, but we've had a lot of people with unique names. Like, I know a guy named Harry Balls. I just met him.
There's two more of them out there, too.
Right.
That's right. The third, Ramiro. Get it right.
Yeah, Harry Balls. Harry Balls the second. Harry Balls the third. Just keep it going. Listen, I think that we can work this out. Me on balls, Harry Balls. You guys have Harry Balls the fourth. I mean, just keep this going. This will be beautiful.
I just can't do it. I'm not going to take one for the team on this one.
So you literally, I just want to get this straight. I just want to wrap my head around this. He didn't do anything wrong. You're just picturing in the future, if it works out and he proposes to you, that you can't marry the guy because of what your name would be.
Well, I mean, it's not all of it. It's a big part, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be. She's really not that into him because there's no way.
Damn,
if she was really into him, she'd go out with him
Harry,
again.
She'd be Mrs. Balls.
She'd be Mrs. Balls.
Or she could hyphenate and be Cox Balls.
Yeah. this could be... This is the first time that I actually feel bad for somebody not getting a date.
Oh, this is insane.
Poor guy didn't do anything.
I think when you know, you know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just not feeling it.
Well, listen, Harry, keep doing you, man. Eventually, you're going to find yourself a good woman who's not going to mind the last name Balls.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
I know it sucks when you think somebody's cheating on you, but if that is the case, just make sure that they actually are cheating on you before you confront them about it. Otherwise, you're going to be talking to us for a second date update on the 10th. That's what happens tomorrow. Listen and laugh. Get up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.